This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming here to Tafsir Bites number 19, Surat Yusuf. Today is Surat Yusuf, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All right, I hope you guys all doing great. And please put your books, notebooks, pen, get them handy and ready. We're going to go with Surat Yusuf, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Those of you who just joined, let me just give a minute or two for some more people to join, inshallah. And then we'll get going. I've got Facebook down here. And I got Instagram up there. MashaAllah, Arif is always ready. MashaAllah. Arif Azra, always ready. Get your books ready, inshallah ta'ala. Notebooks, pens, handy. It'd be nice if you can keep a nice notebook for all the series, you know, the Tafsir Bite series. All right. Those of you who've joined for the first time, this is Tafsir Bites, which we've started in Ramadan. It's not a long tafsir. It's not a long session. It's about 20-minute session or so about tafsir of Quran, and we go through, you know, the it's not like the full in-depth tafsir, but definitely something that will help you, inshallah ta'ala, get an idea about the surahs and their meanings and the content and the topic. And the reason why the surah was revealed, so on and so forth. All right, so today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with Surat Yusuf, okay? We are with Surat Yusuf, one of my very favorite surahs, Surat Yusuf. Surat Yusuf has 12, it's number 12 in the Quran, right? In the Mus'haf, it is number 12. And Surat Yusuf has 111 verses. And it is located between Juz 12 and Juz 13. Juz 12 and Juz 13, and it is a Mekki surah. It's a Mekki surah, and there is no discrepancy with regard to the, you know, because let's say Surat Yunus yesterday and Surat Hud yesterday. Yunus was the day before and Hud yesterday. They were Mekki surahs, but there were a few ayat that were revealed in Medina, right? There were certain ayat that were revealed in Medina, like Surat Hud yesterday. There was one ayat that was revealed in Medina, which we talked about. But Surat Yusuf, the complete surah, is a Mekki surah, which means it was revealed in Mecca. And it's called after Yusuf, alayhi salam, because it talks a lot, the majority of the surah, not 99% of the surah, talks about the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. Surat Yusuf is from Al-Mi'in. What is Al-Mi'in? You know, those of you who just joined, this is a tafsir bite, which we have started, you know, in the beginning of Ramadan. And in my very first session, the second session, I spoke about the different types of surahs, right? I spoke about the different types of surahs. There are four types of surahs, and there's one category called the mi'in. The mi'in are those surahs that have about 100 verses, more or less. They call them mi'in, which comes from mi'a, and mi'a in Arabic means 100. 100, okay? So Surat Yusuf, because it has 111 verses, it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. Those who surahs that are above, like 200 and onward, you know, like 150 and onward, they are called, Sab' al-Tiwal, and there are only seven of them anyway, Sab' al-Tiwal, the seven long ones, like Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, النساء المائدة الأعراف, right? And then Surat At-Tawbah. These are called سبع الطوال. But Surat Yusuf, just like Surat Hud before it, just like Surat Yunus before it, it's considered to be from Al-Mi'in. Also, in terms of its revelation, although it is number 12 in the Mus'haf in the Quran, it's number 12. But in terms of its revelation, it's number 52. Scrap that. 52. It was revealed right after Hud and right before Surat al-Hijr. So right after Surat Hud and then right before Surah Al-Hijj. So it's number 52 in terms of its revelation. How many surahs do we have altogether? 114, right? 114 surahs. So, but Surah Yusuf is considered to be so verse, I mean, in terms of revelation, number 52. And it starts with Huruf al-Tahajji. Also, in my second session, when we first started this series, we talked about the 10 types of introductions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surahs with. Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with different 10 types of different introductions, you know, throughout the Quran. And there are certain surahs that start with what we call Huruf al-Tahajji. And Huruf al-Tahajji are what, you know, these surahs that start with Alif Lam Mim, like Surah Al-Baqarah, you know, Alif Lam Ra, Ha Mim, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, Qaf Sad, right? These all, we call them Huruf al-Tahajji. So Surah Yusuf starts with Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Mubin. So it starts with Harf min Huruf al-Tahajji. With regard to the Asbab al-Nuzul, with regard to the Asbab al-Nuzul, or the reasons why the surah was revealed, it is it's in relation to the tarbiyah of the Sahaba, the tarbiyah of the Sahaba, يعني على القرآن. And it was also revealed when the Sahaba, and it's been narrated, it's been also يعني narrated that the surah, some of it was revealed when the Sahaba were migrating to from Mecca to Abyssinia, and then some, you know, going to Medina, you know, and it was revealed in different, in the, you know, the يعني categories or different stages, but all was revealed in Mecca, as I mentioned. And the when they were leaving Mecca, this surah was revealed, you know, just so that they can, you know, to relate to Yusuf alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam was also kicked out. Yusuf alayhi salam was kicked out. So as if the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed that surah to comfort him as well. To comfort him that, look at the surah to Yusuf. Look what happened to Yusuf. He was thrown into this well, and then from the well he came out, and he was a kid, being, you know, as being a slave, and then from being a slave to being thrown in jail, and so on and so forth. So that they can relate to it. And this is with regard to the asbab of nuzul, the reasons why it was revealed. The surah is split into three main sections: the introduction, the story, and the conclusion. Introduction, story, and conclusion. And when you read Surah Yusuf, as if you're watching a movie, a beautiful movie. And as soon as you finish it, when you go back and read it again, you feel like, as if like you're reading it for the first time. You know the story, you know what's going to happen, but when you recite it, you feel like you've just read it for the first time. You go with the story. You go with the flow. The beauty of Surah Yusuf. And I also mentioned, brothers and sisters, yesterday, when we got to Surah Yusuf, some of the scholars have mentioned that whoever goes through tribulation, sadness, hardship, and they were to read Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uplift their sadness. Because Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, right? Is it a sad surah? It's a sad, but it has a happy ending. That's why it's like a movie, beautiful movie, right? It has a, you know, a sad beginning. It's a sad story, but subhanAllah has a very beautiful ending. Surah Yusuf, my brothers and sisters, the Muqaddimah. The Muqaddimah, the introduction, only from verse 1 to verse number 3. Verse 1 to verse number 3, it's the introduction, where Allah Azza wa Jal talks about, you know, inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum taqilun. Right before the introduction, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about this Qur'an. The Qur'an. What the Qur'an, yani, the Qur'an that we read, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan. We have revealed it, send it down as Arabic Qur'an. This Qur'an is with the language of the Arabs. And subhanAllah, it is the language of the Arabs, but also the language spoken in Jannah is Arabic. The language of the Quran is Arabic. Allah Azza wa Jal will speak to us in Arabic, right? So the strength and the richness of this language, the language of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam, the language of Arabic. Whether you speak Urdu or English or Swahili, in Jannah, the language there would be Arabic, right? And the Quran is revealed in the language of the Arabs, Arabic, right? So it is a very powerful language. The Arabic language is very, very rich and very powerful. One word could mean so many things in Arabic. And if you were to change one accent in this word, you could change an accent from Fatha to Kasra to Dhamma. It will change the meaning of the word. I'll give you an example. We have Bir in Arabic. Bir, Bir al-Walidain. Bir means, goodness to the parents. Bir. And then you have Bur. Bur, you just change the language, the sign from Fatha to Kasra. Bur means barley in English. Bir, Bar. Both three different words, three different meanings. All you have done is change the accent. So this is how powerful the language is. Right? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. We have revealed it as an Arabic Quran. La'allakum ta'qilun. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Prophet Muhammad, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. Oh Muhammad, narrate to you the best of the stories. So if somebody comes to tell you, I have the best story for you, and he or she does not tell you a story from the Quran, then it is not the best story. Because Allah says in the Quran that the best of the stories are the stories of the Quran. The best of the stories are the stories of the Quran. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. Oh Muhammad, we narrate to you the best of the stories. And trust me, brothers and sisters, yes, when you read the Quran, it does have the best of the stories. And Surah Yusuf is amongst those. A beautiful story, an amazing story. You know Yusuf alayhi salam, and I will talk about this inshallah ta'ala in due course. So, intro. The body is the story, and then the conclusion. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, the dream seen by Yusuf. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. He was still a kid. Yusuf was still a kid at the time. And then he saw a dream. He wasn't even a prophet at the time, but his dad was. His dad is Yaqub. But he saw this amazing dream. Ya abati inni ra'aytu 11 kawkaba wash-shamsa wash-shamsu wal-qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Oh my dad, I saw 12 kawkaba. I saw 12 stars. And the moon and the sun making sujood to me. And Yusuf alayhi salam, 12 brothers altogether. His brothers, 12. والشمس والقمر, which later on will be his mom and dad making sujood to me. This is the dream. The father understood the dream. But he told his son, oh my son, don't share your dream with your brothers. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. They may plot something against you. And he attributed that to the shaitan. Because shaitan can whisper, and then they can plot something against you. He did not tell him the explanation on the interpretation of the dream. He just told him, oh my son, don't share your dream with your brothers. But his brothers, they were already jealous of him. They came together and they said, اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وَتَكُونُوا مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. It's not fair that our father, he appreciates Yusuf more than us. He favors Yusuf more than us. And Yusuf was so handsome. He was beautiful. He was so handsome that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Yusuf, right? Beauty was split in two halves, one half given to Yusuf alone. And Yusuf's come from what progeny? Why he was beautiful, he was handsome. He comes from what progeny? Do you know? Yusuf alayhi salam, he comes from what progeny? Because he's so handsome, he comes from a progeny of a lady who was very, 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 very beautiful. Who's that lady? What progeny does he come from, Yusuf alayhi salam? This is a question to all of you guys out there. Ismail, I'm talking about a lady. He comes from the progeny of what lady? He comes from the progeny of Ismail Ibrahim. Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim. Al-Karim, you know, Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. Yes, Nazmim, you're right. Sarah. He comes from the progeny of Sarah. And who's Sarah? She is the wife of Ibrahim. And Sarah was extremely beautiful. She was very, very beautiful. Right? So it's Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim. Right? So he was so handsome. And they were jealous of him. Because yes, instead, you know, in his father, you know, he was a little kid, right? So he favored him. He used to like him. He used to love him very much. And the kids, the elder kids, they got jealous of Yusuf. So what did they say? They said, "Uqtulu Yusuf, kill him, aw tahuhu ardan, or kick him out. You know, make him loose somewhere. Get him lost somewhere in the midst of, you know, of this land." And then your father will pay more attention to you. So they plotted. They plotted, you know, the story. They plotted to kill him. And then they, you know, to cut the story short, because this is not a deep, you know, tafsir. This is just, like I said, we want to understand the beauty of the surahs, right? So I just, you know, summarize it for you. They came. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا. They took his brother, you know, they went to the father, the old father. مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفْ أَرْسِلْهُ مَعْنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Oh my father, why don't you trust us with Yusuf? We want to take him, you know, with us into the desert. We want to go and have fun and play. Let him come with us. He used to be with his dad. He used to be always with his dad. The other brothers, there were 11 of them. They were, they're old guys. So, but Yusuf is always by his father. So they went to the dad. Oh, dad, why don't you let Yusuf come with us? But they were already plotting to kill him. Right? So they, eventually the father let him, but, you know, they made some promises. لَإِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. The father says, I'm afraid that he will, you know, if you were to go and leave him alone, maybe the wolf will come and kill him. And they said, no, we're a bunch of us. We will protect him. And they were smiling at his face. And Yusuf, imagine Yusuf, you know, my brothers, they will come and, you know, he was excited. Oh, finally, I will get to go and play with my brothers. I will go and get to play with my brothers. So he got excited. But then when they took him, he saw from their eyes that they changed. What happened? They started, you know, stripping him off, taking his shirt. You know, what happened? What kind of game are we playing? And then they're not talking. They're not talking. Guys, what kind of game is this? I kind of like don't like it. What kind of game is this? They took off his shirt. And then they went to throw him into the well. Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? What kind of game is this? You're going to throw him into this well? They're not talking. They just throw him into the well. Guys, where are you leaving me? Don't leave me here. I'm cold. I'm scared. Don't leave me here. And they left. And then they took a blood of a goat, and then they just, you know, threw it into that shirt, and then they went at night to the dad. Why at night? So that the dad does not see, you know, like they will look like they were crying, but they won't see their face, you know, straight up for it. They won't be able to see the face because, you know, it's at night. So they went to him at night. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبَكُونَ عِشَاءً. And they went to the dad at night crying. يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. We went, running, and then we left Yusuf guarding our stuff. And then the wolf came and devoured him, And look at the t-shirt. You see, look at the blood. We're not lying. We're not lying. Somebody who says I'm not lying. why are you telling me you're not lying? Unless you're lying. And then the dad looked at the shirt, says, what a nice wolf. He devoured my son and he kept the shirt, he kept the shirt uncut. I mean, the shirt is just like there's blood in it, but it's not torn apart. How can the wolf kill my son without, tearing apart his shirt? He says, your soul, your nafs did something wrong to you guys. Wallahu a'lam, and Allah Azza wa Jal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring up the truth at some point. So he was sad. But anyways, to cut the story short, what happened, my brothers and sisters, Yusuf alayhi salam was found by those people, who took him into the markets of Egypt. They sold him. They sold him to whom? They sold him to the minister of Egypt, who was childless, subhanAllah. He was childless. He did not have no children. And then he had a wife, very beautiful wife. And then Yusuf started growing and living with them, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when he reached his full manhood, so now he's become, pretty like a young man because he grew up, he was working with them. What happened? The wife of the minister of Egypt, she tried to seduce him because, like I said, he was really beautiful, handsome, and then he grew up, that added more to his beauty, right? So, وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. And then the lady, that was he used to work for, right? She was his not mistress, but he was her slave. And then she closed the door. She locked the doors. How many doors? وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ All the chambers, the pavilion, the room, inside the room, many chambers. The tafsir, they said 7 doors she locked. 7 doors she locked. And then she beautified herself, with whatever that she was wearing. And then she called Yusuf. هَيْتَ لَكْ She says, I'm all yours. And Yusuf was there, stuck. And he couldn't leave because she locked all the doors. And if he was to leave, he was going to run and then one door after another. And she's running after him. He says, Ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwai, innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. Hasha lillah. No, I can't do this. I cannot do that. Ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi. Allah is my Lord. Favored me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot do that. He ran. And then she ran, and he ran, and she ran, and he ran. And then she caught him from behind. Leave me alone, let me go. And then she tore his t-shirt from the back. As he opened the door, her husband was getting in. What is going on? What is going on? Then there's this dialogue, argument between Yusuf and this lady. She says, "He rawadatni an nafsi." Yusuf said, she's the one who's trying to seduce me and she was running after me. And then she says initially, somebody who's trying to harm your wife, your family, what are you gonna do about that? Are you gonna either jail or punishment? How are you gonna let somebody who's trying to, harm your family, other than jail him or punish him? Then he says, she is the one. I did not, she's the one, she's the one. And then somebody else came in. They looked at the shirt. They said, let's look at the shirt. If the shirt was cut from behind, that means it's her fault. If the shirt was cut from the front, that means it's his fault. So when they looked at the shirt and they saw that the shirt was actually torn from the back, he said, إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ It is from your plot, oh you women! Not all women. It is from your plot, oh you women! إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ Your plots are great, oh you women! إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ Your plots, you know, when a woman wants to plot something against you, oh my man. Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi, the Pakistani way. Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi. If she wants to, Ya Habibi, plot something against you. I am telling you. So, but Allah subhanahu, I'm not saying anything. This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. I didn't make it up. Inna kayda kunna adhim. Allah Azza wa Jalla said that, but I did say, not all women, but when a woman, she wants to plot something, you know, those, especially those who don't fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, they sometimes they get smart, mashallah, maybe even smarter than you know what I'm saying. I'm not gonna say that. So what happened? To cut the story short, my brothers and sisters, what happened was people started talking because rumors went out. People started talking. So what happened was, again, the same woman, she says, people are talking. So what we're going to do now, let me invite them so that they can see why I did what I did. That means, you know, I'm going to prove it to them. So she called all these women and she gave them fruits. And then she told Yusuf to come out. And as they were peeling out the fruits, Yusuf came out. And as Yusuf came out, they were bewitched by his beauty and they started cutting their hands. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ When they saw him, they were bewitched by his beauty and they cut their hands. They did not feel the pain of them cutting their hands because they were bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. And she says, فَذَٰلِكُمُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ Allahu Akbar. You see, this is the rumors. Yes, this is, look what you did to yourself. Yes, I did. I did actually try to seduce him. And I'm going to seduce him some more. I'm going to ask him to do what I want. If he refuses, I'm going to throw him in jail. So Yusuf had two options. Either to accept and to abide by what she wants to do, by her desires, or to be thrown in jail. So what did he say? He said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ One more time. كَيْدَهُن. You see, كَيْدَهُن. He says, oh Allah, السجن, prison is more beloved to me of what they're calling me for. Prison is more beloved. I'd rather go to prison than fall into their qaid, into their plot. And your own, and Allah, he says, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ If you're the only one who can, you know, ward off this plot from me. Otherwise, I may fall into something haram. So he sought help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to jail. And then came another story, Yusuf in jail. So Yusuf, look at the story. Yusuf with his dad. Yusuf with his brothers, Yusuf in the palace, Yusuf with the wife of the minister, Yusuf in jail, and then later on, Yusuf the minister. An amazing story, wonderful story. Now he goes to jail. Another episode of the story. What happened? People saw him. He met. They met. They saw how, you know, amazing this man was. All there was rumors, but they knew he was a righteous man. He was a good man. They saw a dream. Each two guys saw a dream. They went to Yusuf. How did they know he interprets dreams? They didn't know. They just saw he was a, you know, righteous man. They went to share their dream with them. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he went to interpret their dreams. He went to interpret. This is where Yusuf alayhi salam start, you know, interpreting dreams. So the way he spoke to them. If I were to go into deep tafsir, I will go into the, you know, how he spoke to them. Da'wah. He gave them da'wah just before he interpreted the dreams. Ya sahibay sijn. He started calling them, all my companions of jail, all my companions, you know, so that they can listen to him first. And before he interpreted the dreams, he started talking about himself and his background. I come from, you know, the family of prophets, Ibrahim or Ishaq, you know, Yaqub or Ishaq or Ibrahim. You know, he started telling them that I'm not like nobody. I come from a very, very high profile, you know, the family of prophets. And we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's giving them da'wah. And then he interpreted the dreams. One to be killed and one to be saved. The story. The one who was to be saved, he was supposed to mention the story of Yusuf to the king, because the king was oblivious. He still did not know about Yusuf alayhi salam. So he forgot. And then, subhanallah, another episode. The dream of the king. The king saw this amazing dream about some seven cows, fat ones, being eaten by seven skinny ones, and some seven green corns, you know. So he could not interpret the dreams. He called people, what is this dream about? Nobody could, you know, was able to interpret the dream. Then the guy who was in jail says, oh, I know, there's someone I know from jail. I can tell him to interpret the dream. So he went to him, Yusuf, the king saw this dream. Can you interpret it for us? He did interpret it for him. And then he went back and he told the king. The king says, call him, I want to talk to him. Then Yusuf said, no, I will not go. Tell the king about those women who cut their hands. He could have gone out. No, he says, no, I want to come out from here being innocent. Being innocent. So go and ask the king to ask about those women that cut their hands. So he brought those women that cut their hands. And the wife came now. And then she says, الآن حسحس الحق وأنا راوته عن نفسي فاستعصم. She says, oh, the truth has spoken now. The truth has been revealed. Yes, I'm the one. It was my fault. I'm the one who tried to seduce him. And he refrained. And he refrained. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. You know who she blamed as well? You know who she blamed? She blamed her soul, her ego. She did not blame the shaitan. She says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ. I blame the soul that is prone to evil. I blame my soul who's prone to evil, who led me to do something like this. Subhanallah. And then once he got his innocence, then he came out, his head high. He came out, his head high. He's innocent. And then he told the king, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. Make me the minister of finance. You know that guy who was the minister of finance, the husband of that lady? He's not good. He's not good. So make me the minister, the trustee of finance. And then he became the trustee. And then now another episode. The episode with his brothers. They came. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. Here's a question for all of you. Why Yusuf recognized his brothers, but his brothers, they did not recognize him? Why Yusuf, when his brothers came in, right? He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. Why? Why? Anybody knows? Anybody knows, sisters, brothers? Those of you who are on Facebook, those of you who are on Instagram? Yes, Nadia Nadim. Yes, Nadia Nadim, because he was a kid. You see, when you're a kid, you know, your brothers, they already reach a certain age. يعني, they could grow, they won't change. The face won't pretty much change. But, when Yusuf was a kid, like he was 11 years old, right? So when he grew up, his face a little bit changed. So they did not recognize him, but he recognized them, right? And then started that other story with his brothers, you know. He says, yes, I can give you. But if, you know, they said, we have another brother, so you can give us, you know, because we're like 12 altogether. He says, no, I only can give to people who are here. If you want, you have to go back and get him, and so I can give some more. Because there was this drought. And Egypt was the only country that was saved from the drought because Yusuf, he interpreted the dream, right, about the drought. So all people from different lands were coming to Egypt to get some help. So then Yusuf, he told them, no, you got to go and get him back. Go get your brother so I can give him as well. So they went and they told his, you know, the father, you know, let your Benjamin, his little kid, little brother, you let him come with us. Oh, you want me to trust you as I trusted you with Yusuf before? No. He says, oh, dad, you know, we promise. You know, we're just going to go get some more as was promised to us by the trustee, by the minister of Egypt. And then he took some promises from them. He made them make an oath that nothing would happen to their son, his son, and their brother, Benjamin. But then he told them something interesting.
وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ.
الله أكبر. He says, oh my kids, when you go to Egypt, don't enter altogether from one gate. Enter from different gates. Because Egypt had different gates. To enter Egypt, you come from different gates. He says, when you come in together, don't go all together from the same gate. Why? Subhanallah. There, mashallah, you know, 12 of them. 12 of them all together. People say, oh, these are all 12 brothers? Wow. He was afraid that people might give them the evil eye. Might give him the evil eye. And on top of that, he says, if something was meant to happen to you, it will happen to you. If something was meant to happen to you, it will happen to you. But still, let's take the precautions. Let's take the precautions, enter Egypt from different gates. And that's what happened. They entered from different gates. They went, right? Yusuf saw his little brother. He recognized him. He pulled him to the side. And then he worked out that, you know, that plan with him. They kept him, you know, they accused them of stealing something. And then they found that whatever that was stolen was in the was with Benjamin. They took Benjamin. Now they went back to their dad crying. Oh, dad, this is exactly what happened. If you don't believe us, you can ask. We're really saying the truth. The dad started crying, you know, until he lost his sight. Until he lost his sight. The following year, they needed to go back. Because they were really, you know, again, the drought. So they went back to, you know, Yusuf alayhi salam, and they said, you know, forgive us, please, you know, and tell to help us out. And then Yusuf told them, do you remember what you have done to your brother Yusuf? Do you remember that? Now, the truth was revealed. They said, oh, are you Yusuf? Yes, I am Yusuf. And this is my brother. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us. I'm Yusuf and this is my brother. And they asked for forgiveness. They asked for forgiveness. And Yusuf, despite all he did, this is the, you know, so many lessons, by the way, so many lessons. One lesson here is, despite all he did or they did to him when he was a kid, throw him in jail, throw him in the well, being slave, that problem he had with that lady, right? All this was because they threw him in that, you know, in that well. And at the end, he says, you're forgiven. Yaghfirullahu lakum. Yaghfirullahu lakum. He forgave them. Can you forgive? Can you forgive? Right? So he gave them the shirt. He says, take my shirt and take it to my father. And bring your father and your mom. Bring them all. I want to see them. So as soon as the father, you know, before the father, you know, subhanAllah, they came, he started smelling the fragrance of Yusuf from very far. And then once they came, he took the shirt, you know, put it in his face, and Allah Azza wa Jalla put back, subhanAllah, give him back his sight. And then they went back to see Yusuf alayhi salam. This is where they made sujood to him. Because at the time, they used to make sujood to their leaders. At the time. So they made sujood to Yusuf. Then Yusuf told his father, oh my dad, this is the interpretation of that dream I saw when I was a kid. When I saw the stars and the sun and the moon making sujood to me. And he put his father and mother with him on the throne. And they all made sujood to him. So this is, in a nutshell, my brothers and sisters, the beautiful, beautiful story of Yusuf alayhi salam. In depth, we can stay with the surah for more than a month. talking about Surah Yusuf with all the lessons that we can derive from it. But because it's today is actually quite long, and it's 39 minutes, la hawla wa la quwwata, or for 40 minutes talking about Surah Yusuf. But I did not want to stop, I did not want to split it in half. I wanted to finish it, inshallah ta'ala. So, my brothers and sisters, hope you enjoyed it. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we go with Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah Tender, Ar-Ra'd. The surah that comes right after Yusuf alayhi salam. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair. We'll see you later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. for the homemade happiness. Homemade happiness, all about moms. Today, all about moms, inshallah ta'ala. So make sure you come. Make sure you call your moms if they're with you. Make sure you call your sisters, your wives. Let them come. Let them, you know, attend, inshallah ta'ala, tonight's session, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. Liad Wazazi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.